said we're going to start a new series on Birchas Brachas, Birchas Hanenin. Maybe a little Birchas Hamazon as well. Bracha Rishon and Bracha Chonin. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph says that also lehonos min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. A person is not allowed to derive benefit from this world to eat without a bracha. V'chol ha'nena kilu mo, someone who's nena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it's like an issa me'ilom. It's just like me'ilah behegdish is an issa deraisa, so too being nena without a bracha is an issa. The Gemara continues that there is theorists and sukkim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Lashem ha'aretz muloa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. And on the other hand, the pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz nasan livnei adam," that the land, that the world is given to people. So, who's the owner? Is it Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the person? So says the Gemara, "Kan kodem bracha, kan la'achar bracha." It depends whether you make a bracha. When you make a bracha, then you're kona the food, and you're allowed to be nene from the world. But before that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu owns the food, and you're not supposed to be nene. It's an issa. The Mefarshim point out that Bracha Rishona, the requirement to make a Bracha Rishona, is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. Because we only find two types of brachas that are d'raisa. That's Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon. Those are the two brachas that are d'raisa. And Machlokes Rishona, where the Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh is also d'raisa. Is it like Birchas HaMazon or not? But these are the only two brachas that we find that are d'raisa. Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaTorah. Bracha Rishona, yeah, the Gemara is quoting Psukim, but that's not it's not like the Pasuk says that there's a chiyuv of Bracha Rishonim in HaTorah. It's only a derabbanan. What's a nafkamina? I said the most obvious nafkamina is b'makom safek. Let's say a person doesn't remember if he made a Bracha Rishonim. That can happen. You walk into the cafeteria, you're talking to your friend, you sit down, and you forget if you made all the brachas. Did you make the brachas? You forget if you made a Bracha Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch, you know, because brachas in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Siftas, right? But if someone is mesupak, whether he made a bracha or not, he doesn't make another bracha. He can continue eating. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's better to try to be yotzei the bracha rishona with someone else. Let's say a friend walks in after you. So if you forget whether you made a bracha rishona, try to ask him to be motzi on the bracha rishona. But if you have no one else, it's not like we said you can't eat. You can continue eating. It's a safek bracha. Right, safek bracha, bracha rishona is only d'rabbanan. So safek bracha is l'hakel. You don't have to make another bracha. If you had a safek whether you benched, so that's a different story. Right, if you ate a kedei svia, if you chayiv minatari benching, so then you'd have to repeat the benching. But safek bracha rishona, since it's only d'rabbanan, you can be mekel, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
When a person makes like a shahakal on something, so that covers all shahakals that are there in front of them.
Right.
So let's say they had a shahakal in front of them and they were misukah whether they made a shahakal on that thing. Are they allowed to make a shahakal on a different item, or we assume that since had they remembered, so then it would cover that other item?
I think if it's in front of them, then the shahakal already covered that item, so I don't think you can make another bracha. But let's say a person, if a person is sitting at home and he makes a shahakal, so even if there's something in the pantry and it's not actually on his table, so I think the shahakal probably covers what's in the pantry as well. Because, you know, when people eat a pickup meal, they don't really know what they're going to eat yet. It depends on whether they're still hungry if they eat what's in front of them. So I think that covers what's in the pantry. But let's say you didn't have something in the pantry. Let's say a person's brother comes home from shopping and they present something else that wasn't in the pantry. So then you'd have to make another bracha on that. Let's say a person buys his meal from the calf, and then after the meal he still feels hungry, and he buys something else from the calf. So that's not the pantry. The calf is not your pantry. What you buy, you're expecting to eat. What you haven't bought yet is not part of the meal. So if you have another shahakal that you buy, so then I think you can make another bracha. In fact, even if you made a shahakal, you might be chayef to make another bracha on that, because you weren't expecting to eat that from the beginning. But if you have it all in front of you, I think your first shahakal does cover all the foods in front of you, and then you would not make another bracha. Are there any circumstances where a person is doing something that looks like eating, but yet he doesn't make a bracha? So the Gemara in Brachas, in the beginning of the second parak, talks about someone who is to'en. Mat emes eina tu'una bracha. If a person is only tasting the food, then he doesn't make a bracha. What does it mean that you're tasting the food? So most Rishonim learn it means that you put it into your mouth and you spit it out. That's not eating. So it's not eating, of course, you don't have to make a bracha. You just taste the food and you spit it out. The Rambam has a very interesting shita. The Rambam says, mat emes includes even if a person is bole, even if he swallows a little bit. As long as it's less than a kezayis, even if you swallow, that still has a din of toim, according to the Rambam. Once you swallow a kezayis, so they can't be called toim. That's too significant. That's already called achila. But if you're toim, you don't have in mind to eat a kosher. The halacha is that you have to make a bracha even on a kosher. That's also called a hanoah. You don't have to make a bracha achrona if you eat less than a shir. But a bracha rishon, even on a kosher, you have to make a bracha rishon because you're nene. But let's say you have kavana only to be toim. You really only want to taste this. Just, you know, you can't taste it so well if you only put it into your mouth. You want to taste it in your swallow it. The Rambam Zochidish, he says that if you don't have kavanas achila, then even if you swallow it, as long as it's less than a kezayis, there is no chiyuv bracha for them. That's called mat emes, that's not called ochem. So what does one do? There's a machlokas over here. If you take it into your mouth and you spit it out, that's clearly mat emes, and there's no chiyuv bracha. But once you start to swallow, then it's going to be a safek bracha. Because the other Rishonim would say that it's not mat emes since you're swallowing, and the Rambam says it's still mat emes until a kezayis. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the poskim that if you feel like you want to swallow, either you want to taste it by swallowing, or you don't want to spit out your food. The people around, you don't want to spit out your food, but you really only want to taste it. What you really should do is you should have kavana to be nana from the food. You really should have kavana to be nana. Then you're not called a toy. You're swallowing the food. You really only wanted to taste it, but now it's going to be a suffix brocha because you don't want to spit it out. So don't just taste it. Have in mind to be nana from the food. And if you have in mind to be nana from the food, then according to everyone, even according to the Rambam, you'll have to make a bracha. What's the din if a person... Yes?
Is that the halacha like gum? Because some people swallow gum.
No. I think gum is different. You see, gum, you're not just tasting. You are actually eating the sugar. The bracha that you make on the gum is not for the gum. Right? The gum, it's... Well, okay, let's define our principles here, right? That sticky stuff that you throw out later that you hope not to get on someone else's pants... Right, so that is just like, that's just wood. It's like wood. It's like rocks. It's not. There's nothing there. It's they put sugar onto that. That's why you take the gum. If you don't have the sugar, you would never chew the gum. Well, I don't know if you never chew the gum. You know, there are people that they chew tobacco. I don't know what they chew tobacco. You know, you want to get your mouth rolling. You know, somehow you can't throw a pitch unless you cheat. There's a little fat. I don't know. They gotta keep themselves rolling there, so they put the tobacco in there. In the mouth. So I don't know, maybe gum is the same thing. But I think most people are taking the gum because there's sugar in there. That's why when the sugar gets used up, you chew a little bit longer, but after a while you say, there's nothing here. Like, what am I? I'm just keeping on chewing. So then you spit out the gum. People don't keep it in the mouth after it's not so sweet. So it's for the sugar that you're making the shahakal. It's like a candy. You make a shahakal on the sugar, you're not really making a shahakal on the gum. The fact that you swallow, some people swallow the piece of gum at the end, maybe. The fact that you swallow the gum, that's like, you know, swallowing something that's not a food item. It's just you don't want to spit it out because, again, someone's going to get stuck on the gum. So you want to help people, so you don't want to spit it out. But that's not food. So you're not making a broch on the gum per se. Yes. Yeah.
But if it's like no sugar gum, I think you make that.
No, but it's a sugarless gum.
Yeah, it's like
no, but sugarless gum has a sweetener in it.
Right, so it's insane.
How many people would chew gum without sugar or some kind of sweetener? Do you think people would chew gum without the sweetener or the sugar? I don't think so. I think it's because it has that sweetness to it that people like it.
So the sweetener is the same thing as like sugar?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, the sweetener also gets a shahakal. I think so. What's the din if a person ate without a bracha? He knows for sure that he didn't make a bracha. Before we talk about Safik, but let's say he knows for sure he didn't make a bracha. So maybe when he remembers, he should make the bracha then and there. So the Gemara in Bracha says no. The Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph in Bracha says that hol v'idchi idchi. If you didn't make a bracha rishona before you started eating, then it's lost. The opportunity is lost. It's nidchi, it's pushed away. There's nothing to... You can't do anything about it afterwards. What's pshad? So the Mefarshim explain... That bracha rishona, it seems from the Gemara that bracha rishona is like a matir. It's a matir to eat. That's what we started with. That there's an issur me'ila, right? You're not allowed to be nenem in ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's like an issur me'ila to be nenem in ha'olam hazeh without a bracha. So the bracha is the matir. Kan kodim bracha, kan la'achar bracha. The bracha is a matir. It's matir the issur. So you can only have a matir mikana la'haba. You have a matir for what you're going to do in the future. L'mafreya, you can't be mater what you did, right? If someone is nenem in a hektish, and then he's pulled to the hektish, it's not going to work, right? Once he did the iser, of being Mo the Hegdish, so he did the Issa. So Beshogat gives one din, Bemezid is a different din, but he can't rectify the Issa that he violated. So Lechora, by Bracha Rishon, it's the same thing. Lemafreya, you can't be Mater the Issa. It's lost. There's nothing you can do. If you're going to continue eating, so then you can make a bracha, because you're making a bracha on what you're about to eat, not on what you already ate. But if you finish the meal and you didn't make a bracha rishon, there's nothing to do. A bracha achrona? No, there's a chi of bracha achrona, even if you didn't make a bracha rishon. That's a different story. You would make a bracha achrona in that case, even if you didn't make a bracha rishon. But once you finish the meal and you're not going to eat anything else, then you can't make a bracha rishon mikana lahaba on something else, because you're not going to be eating anything else. L'mafreya, you can't make a bracha rishona either, because l'mafreya, you can't be mata the issa that you did already. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's nothing to do. You can't make a bracha at that point. But if you're going to continue eating, then of course you can make a bracha, because that's a bracha on the food that you're going to eat afterwards. What's a din? Let's say a person makes a bracha and he's mafsik between the bracha and the achila. Very important shaila. It comes up. Someone's talking to someone else. And, you know, he says, excuse me, he makes a bracha. And as he's chewing, he continues talking. So first of all, he shouldn't be talking while he's chewing. But let's say he did. He puts it to the side of his mouth or something, and he starts talking again. But he didn't swallow yet. So does he have to make another bracha? Or do we say that the bracha counted? So the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem says that if you're mafsik between the bracha and the achila, then you have to make another bracha. The bracha was not chal. We hold always that there has to be a tzirif, there has to be a connection between the bracha and what the bracha is on. So that if you make a birchas hamitzvah, let's say, then you can't be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah that you're doing. You make a bracha on lishma kol shofar, you can't be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. You make a bracha on leishe basuka, so you can't be mafsik. If you're mafsik, then you have to make another bracha. So same thing over here. If the bracha is chal on the achila, then you can't be mafsik between the bracha and the achila. Of course, what's the exception to the rule? If you're mafsik mitzorech the achila, right? Like the Gemara says, if someone tells the person at the table, haveli melach, bring me salt, because when you make a bracha on bread, you're supposed to add the salt. It's a chashivas for the bracha. So that's a tzorech of the achila. So that's mutter. If you can just motion, that's fine. But if you have to speak, then that's okay. Right? If you can motion, it's better. But if you have to speak, then it's not really a hefsik, because it's l'tzarech achila, that's not called a hefsik. But if stam you're talking about what you were discussing before with your friend, you know, even if you're talking about the shir is wonderful. It's Torah, it's a wonderful thing to talk about, but not when you're making a bracha. It still is a hefsik between the achila and the bracha. So that would be a problem, you'd have to make another bracha. Very important to keep in mind that you should swallow before you're mafsik. What's the thing if you started chewing? Say you started chewing. That's a very common case where it's not that you make a bracha and immediately you start talking. It's that you make a bracha, you start chewing, but you don't realize that you haven't swallowed yet. That's a pretty common case. Is that called a hefsik, or do we say no? That once you started chewing, it's okay. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalah that as long as you started chewing, since you're mechaven in the chewing for the achila, right, you're chewing in order to be able to be ochel, in order to be able to be boleya, that's aschalta da achila, that's the beginning of the process of achila, and you would not have to make another bracha in such a case. You made a bracha, you started chewing, you haven't swallowed as of yet, comes the shalom and says, that's aschalta da achila, then there's no hefsik between the bracha and the achila, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. How do we pass it? So the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure. Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Tziv Kodem Lamed Hei says, Tzorechim, if you should be chosen mavarich in such a case. The Shalah holds, you know, but not everyone agrees with the Shalah. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure what to do there. So he writes in the Bir Alocha, he's machria like the Chaya Adam, who goes somewhere in the middle. Right? Not like the Shalah, not like the Cholkim, but the Chaya Adam says, let's say you started chewing, and you didn't swallow a piece of the food. But you know, once you start chewing, the food enters into your saliva, and you swallowed a little bit of saliva before you actually swallowed the food. This is very common. A person starts chewing, but he had saliva in his mouth. So he's not finished chewing what he wants to swallow, but he swallows anyway. Right? That's how the mouth works. You have saliva in the mouth, you have food particles in the mouth. So sometimes a person will swallow a little bit of saliva before they actually swallow from the food. So comes the Chaya Adam and says, that's enough to say that the achila has begun already. Okay? It's the best thing would be to swallow the food. But even if you haven't swallowed the food, if you started chewing and you swallow a little bit of the saliva that has some of the food in it, then that's definitely aschalta d'achila. And once you do that, then you would not have to make another bracha. So that's lechora the best way to paskin. Right? The paskin like the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, like the Chayei Adam, that clearly the best thing is a person should swallow, but even if he doesn't swallow, as long as he started chewing and he swallowed a little bit, he was motzeitz, he sucked a little bit from the food and it entered into the saliva, and he swallowed a little bit of saliva, even if he didn't swallow a piece of food, maybe that's enough to say that the achila has begun, and then he would not have to make another bracha, he would not be considered a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. Yes?
Well, if this is a tarachim, why would he ever make another bracha anyway? Because it's only darabon, so it takes another bracha.
I think the Mishnah Berurah feels that it's more mistaber like those who argue with the shalah. So he's willing to go with the shalah only like the Chayei Adam. He's not really willing to go that far. The way the Magen Avraham presents it, sounds like this is the shalah shita. I've got to look at the Magen Avraham again to see how the Magen Avraham is paskening. But the way it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham himself felt that the shalah was right, but the Mishnah Berurah wasn't willing to go that far. So he says that that maybe only if you swallow a little bit, but if not, then we shouldn't consider it asal to the achila. Maybe then we should say that it's a hefsek and you should make another bracha.